Welcome to the British History Podcast. If you love British history, then you are definitely in the right place. My name is Philippa, and I will be taking you through British history, the people, the events, the intrigue. Some of the stories you may think you know, but you don't know them in the way I tell them. And then hopefully, I will also be able to introduce you to something new too. Now, this podcast is free, and it always will be. But if you would like more History Lover benefits, then please consider coming and joining me over on Patreon at patreon.com/British History. But for now, let's get into today's episode.
On the 21st of July 1403 saw the Battle of Shrewsbury between Henry IV of England, Henry Bolingbroke, and the Percys, who were influential men at court. Henry IV, what's interesting about Henry IV, he took the throne in 1399 from Richard II. Richard II was still alive. But Henry Bolingbroke, who became Henry IV, effectively was the first usurper. So Henry Bolingbroke had taken the throne in 1399. And he'd had support because people were disgruntled with Richard II, and he effectively persuaded them to get behind his cause. The Percys were a family that were behind Henry until Henry didn't deliver on his promises of land that had been given. If they were going to support him, they would get land, and that didn't transpire. So it didn't take long for them to become disgruntled with their lot. And they rose up against Henry. Henry Percy, the first Earl of Northumberland, also known as Henry Hotspur. Hotspur, a nickname apparently given to him because of the diligence with which he patrolled the borders with Scotland. He renounced his and the Percy family support of Henry IV. They now accused Henry IV of taking the throne falsely, of taxing the clergy when he'd promised not to, and of imprisoning and murdering Richard II. The Percys raised an army in Cheshire, of which many were archers. The significance there is that the King's army also contained a large element of archers, and this is the first time on English soil that archers were pitted against each other. They were similarly trained, so they were effective, but it meant a big death toll on both sides. Fighting broke out on the morning of the 21st of July, and by the end of the day, it wasn't clear who was going to win or who was winning, but Henry Hotspur decided to take a final charge towards the king, and he himself got killed during that with an arrow, well, possibly an arrow to the face because his visor was up so that he could see around. So the battle was lost, the Percys lost, and Henry IV was saved to rule for another day.